Here at Paddy Power, we're the home of the Money Back Special, with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ begambleaware.org.
Hi there, welcome along to a special racing post darts postcast. I'm Bruce Millington and I'm delighted to be joined by two of the Racing Post's greatest Arrowsmiths, Henry Double H Hardwick and Aaron, are you Double A Ashley?
Yeah, we can go with that. Or erratic, maybe.
Yeah. you're not vain enough to have a darts nickname, unlike Hardwick, are you? Mind you, I mean, you're a mean player, aren't you, Henry?
Well, I won't go that far. Yeah, I have my moments like anyone, but I've got a match tonight, actually, so hopefully I can show up and play well. But yeah, a bit like Aaron, a bit erratic, up and down.
Okay, and we've also got, from Paddy Power, their darts expert, James Dolphin. Right then, why are we having a darts postcast? Because the action takes place in Leicester this weekend, and it is the Paddy Power Champions League of Darts. First of all, Henry, take us through what it is and who's in it, and then Aaron, you can tell us the format.
Yeah, well, it's the top eight players in the world. So you've got Michael Van Gerwen, Gary Anderson, Michael Smith, James Wade. I'm going to forget a few.
Yeah. Some others. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Gerwen, Price, Rob Cross.
What's the format?
The format is two groups of four players with two progressing through to the semi-finals and the final. It's the first to 10 legs in each group and then the first to 11 legs in the semi-final and the final. No third place playoff. Yeah, and it's a new venue this year. It's in Leicester, so... Yeah, you've got the best eight players there. It's a fairly short format, but it should be an exciting one.
And Aaron, because it's a short format and games don't last long, do we tend, historically, with this tournament, have we had erratic winners or does Van Gerwen always win it anyway?
No, Van Gerwen has yet to win it. Last year it was won by Sue.
Sulevic
was the year before. Sulevic. Last year, Gary Anderson won it beat Wright in the final.
Okay.
Form tends to hold up, though.
Okay. Right, so, well, let's start with the important question. Who's going to win it? I mean, Paddy Power evens Van Gerwen, Henry. Are you going to smash that to smithereens, or are you going to take him on?
No, I don't think you can argue with that price, to be honest, Bruce. Even money looks decent value to me. He completely dominated the Grand Prix recently, and, the Grand Prix is probably a format that doesn't quite play to Van Gerwen's strengths. It's an extremely short, doubling set format.
I don't like that format, dude. Does my head in.
Yeah,
if you back someone and they keep missing those doubles, it's the worst feeling in darts.
It's desperate, isn't it? But he completed the dominant field, other than a slight blip against Jamie Hughes in the first round. There wasn't really any worries. Dave Chisnell was the form man going into that tournament and was the form man in the tournament itself, and he couldn't really lay a glove on him in the final itself. I mean, I think the leg format in the Champions League will definitely suit Van Gerwen better than a set format. Obviously, if you win two sets 3-0 and you lose sets 3-2, that's effectively a 10-6 leg win, which would win him the match in the Champions League. So I think this format will suit him well. I know he only reached the semi-final last year, but he still topped his group. It is a fairly short format, and that probably tempers having a right smash on him. But I just don't see that there's too many players in the field that are either in the form to stop him or... even if they are playing well, I still don't think that they're going to be able to stop him.
So you think evens Van Gerwen perfectly acceptable, yeah?
I think it's a good price, yeah. Probably have him probably about 8-11 myself.
Okay, so the Double H likes the Fav. What about the Double A? Aaron, who are you going to go for?
Peter Wright each way for me. I think you can argue that evens for Van Gerwen in an 8-runner event where he could probably afford to lose a group game and still qualify. That's fair price. But Peter Wright, forget about going out early in the World Grand Prix. He hates that event, like many players do. He's gone out in the first round four times and the second round twice, just from eight attempts in there. But in midweek, he won a Players' Championship event and he averaged a world record average in reaching the semi-finals of another. And to win one of those events, you've got to win seven matches. So he's clearly throwing well. And I just think that he was runner-up last year. I just think that the group, nice group, can't see any problems there. I think semi-final spots up for grabs. Yeah, I think 10-1 each way. Fair price.
Okay. And let's see who James fancies from Paddy Power.
I like Michael Van Gerwen this week. I think he showed a lot of promise last week at the World Grand Prix. Barring the first round kind of blip against Jamie Hughes, I think he did very well to come back and win. And I think he's a very short price to get out of his group. And there's 11-8 about him to win the tournament. So 11-8 for MVG to win two matches, I think, is a decent bet there. So I know kind of boring tipping the favourite and all, but I just think he'll win it. Another which I think might be run at a good price is Gerwyn Price at 12-1. I think he's definitely a live outsider. He's been playing pretty well of late, and I think he can go well, and he's set up for a good major season. Yeah, like I was saying, I like Gerwyn Price at the moment. He's playing very well. He's won three Players' Championship tournaments this year and a European Tour title as well. And he's up against Rob Cross, who at the moment is kind of going through quite a mediocre spell. I was just going through his stats there, and he's only averaged over a ton twice in his last 15 matches. So, and that's against Gerwyn Price. He's done it four times in the last 15 matches. Of course, that's excluding the Grand Prix last week with a different format. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, just Price is playing really well at the moment. He scored a nine-darter there, I know, on Monday in the Players' Championship as well. They're throwing them in for fun at the moment in the Players' Championships, but so I'm not sure how much that speaks of form these days, but I think he's a good bet at odds against Cross. I think we're betting him at 6-5 at the moment. In Group B, Peter Wright as well. He's playing some great darts at the moment. He just beat the record there for the highest ever average in a live broadcast match. 123.9.
Special with some incredible offers every single week. Check out the website or app today. Terms and conditions apply. 18+ begambleaware.org.
Okay, welcome back. Let's look at the group prices and where the best bets lie, and also look at Saturday's first round of matches. I'll quickly spin through Paddy Power's group prices. Group A, 4-6 Van Gerwen, 4 Anderson, 6 Smith and 6 Wade. And Group B, Rob Cross is fav at 7-4. Then it's 11-4 Wright, 10-3 Gurney and 10-3 Price. So quite competitive. Henry, group value, where is it?
Group A, start with, I think, 4-6 Van Gerwen again looks fair. You've got Gary Anderson in there, who's been struggling recently. He was very poor in a Grand Prix against Chris Dobie. Same could be said for Michael Smith. He averaged just 78 before losing to Ian White in the same tournament. So I couldn't really fancy those two. James Wade is probably the next best in terms of form in that group, but it's hard to see him sort of competing with Van Gerwen. The way the fixtures will work out, Van Gerwen will play Wade first. He's obviously going to be long odds on to win a match. He should win it. It's Anderson and Smith in the next game. One of them's going to lose. They're going to be under a lot of pressure when they play Van Gerwen in the next game, and I can't really see anyone stopping him. The only other bet maybe looks a bit of value there is maybe Gary Anderson to not qualify at 4-5. It wasn't just that he lost to Chris Dobie. Obviously, anyone can lose any match at any time, but it was just the manner of the loss. He didn't seem to be either entirely focused or particularly hungry to win that game. And it's just very difficult to see him going too well. Obviously, the price as well. I mean, it's not like you can say, right, well, he's 16-1 to win the group, so we can take a chance that he might come back to form. There doesn't really seem any reason to suggest that he's going to return to his best form. And if he doesn't, he won't qualify. So that really, and the second group, Brook Bree, I think there's a great bet here. Gerwyn Price to win the group looks huge. Rob Cross looks a terrible favourite at 7-4. Gerwyn Price is 130. The last two times these players have played, the match has gone off Pick'em. Price has won both of those games in the International Darts Open and the Gibraltar Darts Trophy. Price is probably in better form than Cross as well. I mean, Price lost in the first round of the World Grand Prix, and maybe he's slipped under the radar because of that. But he played Chizzy in the first round, and Chizzy was pretty much unstoppable in that tournament. He was the best, one of the most formed players on tour going into it, and the only man that could stop him was Van Gerwen in the final. Obviously, Aaron's highlighted the chances of Peter Wright, and he probably would be the biggest danger in the group, but I just think at the prices, 130 looks a cracking play there.
Van Gerwen and Price, the group bets for Henry. Aaron, what are your view on the groups?
Van Gerwen, I just think he's just going to win Group A. Anderson and Smith are nowhere near their best. Wade's one of those where he does tend to perform against Van Gerwen. I think that is playing him first. I think that's a big obstacle because Wade does up his game. He's one of those players that's not scared of MVG and can match him. But MVG's at his most dangerous when he's full of confidence and having just won a title. He knows it's a competitive group and he should be switched on from the off because of that. So yeah, MVG, strong favourite there. And Peter Wright, 11. I think, is he 11-4, Bruce, to win Group B?
He is.
Yeah, 11-4, that's the bet for me. I think Gurney is struggling. He's finding wins hard to come by. He's not at his best. He didn't look very interested in Dublin last week. The format should suit Cross, but he's too short. And Price is one of those players. He might not get much love from the crowd, which is one of my concerns when backing Price.
Okay, let's look at the first lot of group matches taking place on Saturday lunchtime. I'll spin through Paddy Power's prices, and then the boys can tell us who they fancy. First up, we've got Daryl Gurney at 11-10 to beat Peter Wright, who is 8-11. Also in Group B, Rob Cross is 4-6 against Gowin Price at 6-5. I've got a feeling Henry might fancy a bit of that. And in Group A, Michael Smith is 6-5 to beat Gary Anderson. Anderson is 4-6. And finally, Van Gogh 2-9 and James Wade 3-1. Aaron, you go first. Where's the match value lying?
I think one of the one of those for your weekend hackers is Peter Wright to beat Daryl Gurney 8-11. I think that looks an unbelievable price. I think Snakebite, we know about his recent form. We've already discussed that. He's playing really well. Whereas Gurney, he is finding wins hard to come by. He was disappointing in defeat to Danny Noppert in the World Grand Prix. And in the Players' Championship this week, he suffered defeats to Ron Mullenkamp and Barry Van Peer. And that's, although that's only best of 11, it's still a worry that he's not beating those players. So yeah, 8-11, Peter Wright to beat Gurney for me.
Righty-ho. And Henry, what have you got for us on the matches?
Yeah, I've got a few here. Bruce, I'd agree with Aaron on Wright. I mean, just going back to that the weekend in Barnsley on the tour, Christopher Tyski, who's been one of the informed players of late, I mean, he beat him in the final and a quarter-final when he beat him 14-1 on those matches combined. So that shows you how well he was chucking at the weekend. Smith versus Anderson, I think the Paddy Power line for the over the checkout is 129.5. And I quite like to look at that. If you looked at Michael Smith in the Grand Prix double start, he was starting on double 15 a lot. That seemed to be his favourite double. So he does like to leave the 150.
Which one's that? Is that one the sort of vertical one?
Yeah, between 10 and 17, sort of bottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've got you. He
does like the 150 checkout, so he tends to leave a treble 20 for double 15 for 150. Obviously, Gary Anderson's always capable of a big finish, and it looks like it's going to be a close match, so you should get plenty of opportunities at a decent finisher. So that'd be my two best bets.
Okay.
Price as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Right then, Paddy Power on their site. I've got all sorts of prices. We've got most 180s in each match, most 180s in the tournament to qualify. We've got straight forecasts. We've got dual forecasts. Absolutely, you name it, they're betting on it. So, boys, if you're only having one bet on this tournament, who would it be? Henry?
I'm going to go for just a bigger price here. I'm going to stick every single egg I've got in my MVG and go in price basket. Name the finalist, MVG and price at 12-1 with Paddy Power. That'd be my best bet.
Lovely. And Aaron?
In the specials, to continue my hate for Gurney, 8-11.
Hate?
Not to qualify.
That's a very strong word, Aaron. What's he done to you?
No, I've got nothing against Daryl Gurney as a human, more of a player. But yeah, so 8-11.
He ain't seen you play.
Yeah, he hasn't seen me play, that's true. But he's playing a bit like me at the moment. So 8-11, Gurney not to qualify.
Okay, well done, chaps. Thank you very much indeed. Are you doing the main preview, Henry? Are you darts is number one this week?
Yeah, I am this week. It's going to be in Saturday's paper.
So Saturday's paper and online as well. We'll have some darts tips as well on racingpost.com. And if you go to paddypower.com, you will get the full array of prices on the Paddy Power Champions League of Darts.